Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Jesus is so much better. Again, we looked at it in chapter number one. He started the introduction. He's better than the angels. He's better than Moses. He's better than Melchizedek. He's better than the Levi. He's better than Aaron. He's better. He's better than everything. He's better than the law. And so verse number 11 talks about that the priests had to stand continually in their work. Notice the word stand, because we're going to read again where Jesus is sitting. What a contrast. There was no place for the priest to stand in the old covenant. Neither in the tabernacle nor in the temple was there any place for them to sit. They had to stand, constantly moving, constantly doing ministering to the Lord and to the people. There was no place to sit, and there was, I put in my notes, there was no break room. Some of y'all people working in places, you know, there's a break room. You've worked hard and you go and you sit and kind of take it easy. And some of you smoke your cigarettes, you know. I shouldn't have said that, you know. Anyway, you have your break room. There were no break rooms. It was continually. That's why Paul is emphasizing this. The priest could never sit down in the holy place or in the holy of holies. Notice that daily, over and over, verse number 11, offering the same sacrifices. Somebody this morning said something. It was a song that came to my mind. Who said that? Here You Come Again? Oh, who said that this morning? We were talking about something. The song, Here You Come Again. I can just hear the priest every day. Well, here they come again. The same sacrifices. Over and over, these lambs and the goats and whatever they would bring them. The millions of animals, and I take that literally, the Bible doesn't say, but it had to be millions over the centuries. Had to be not thousands of sacrifices, but millions of animals that had been brought since the days of Moses up to when Paul, because remember when Paul was writing, the temple had not yet been destroyed. The temple was destroyed in AD 70, and this was written somewhere in AD 64, whatever. People don't know, but somewhere they think are in the mid-60s, in 80s. So the temple was still standing. So he mentioned that the millions of animals that were slain, they could never, ever, ever take away sin. They were never meant to take away sin. The blood of animals could only cover their sins. We talked about that, and I won't anymore, but we see in verse number 11 where it says that these same sacrifices which can never take away sins. Only one sacrifice could cleanse people. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. It didn't even clean, we read this a couple weeks ago, it didn't even clean their conscience. They knew they were still guilty. Aren't you glad that when we're forgiven, that we're forgiven? The last verse that we read, I remember them no more. Now, again, this is a sideline. I'll get back on my lesson. If God has forgiven our sins, we ought to forgive ourselves. And we ought to forgive others. If you forgive others as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Forgiveness is a wonderful thing. We're good at holding a grudge. Am I talking to the wrong? No, David said no. I think we all have a little bit of that in us. I'll forgive, but I sure won't forget. You ain't gonna get me once, shame on you. Get me twice, shame on me. You heard these things. Okay. But when God forgives, he forgets. And that's what happened when Jesus died on the cross of Calvary. Every sin since Adam, those who repented of their sin and confessed the name of Jesus, it was forgiven and it was under the blood, never, ever to be brought up again. And that's what he's saying here, verse number 11. It could never take away their sins. The sacrifices under the old covenant could never cure the sin problems. It could never cure it. It left them as a patient who continually needed the medicine, like me with my blood pressure and my thyroid. What else is wrong with me besides my mind? Thyroid, blood, and my cholesterol. I take this medicine. It's not curing me. I still have a problem, but what it does is help with the symptoms. That's what that sacrifice did in the old covenant. It didn't cure them. It's like pulling a weed. If you don't pull, you just take the top of the weed off. You know what happens? That weed comes right back. You have to take it out by the root. And that's what Jesus did. The Old Testament, it just kind of took the top off. It was a covering. You know what you saw. But underneath, was that still that? It was still there. You could never take away. And then verse number 12. But this man, and by the way, that changes everything. I put that in my notes. But this man, Jesus Christ, he changes everything. He changes everyone. What a contrast. All the plurality of the Levite priest over the centuries. Oh, how many there were? Hundreds, at least. Because when one died, well, here comes another one. Here comes another. Here comes another. You know, constant hundreds. Yay, thousands, I would say, safe to say, because you have more than just one priest. There were many priests doing work and all. The thousands of priests that continually over the centuries could not accomplish what this one man could do in just a few hours on the cross of Calvary. But this man, he offered one sacrifice for sin. And I made a note about this, about that one sacrifice. It's enough. It was enough. Difference between that and all the millions of little lambs that was brought and goats or what the doves, whatever was brought to the priest for sacrifice. Jesus' sacrifice, his one sacrifice, was enough. Not like the millions, but one and only one. And his sacrifice we see in this verse, forever. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. Spurgeon said this. Y'all know I read a lot of different commentators. Spurgeon said this. And I want you to note, okay, it's up on the board. He said you can move that comma and still be a good translation from and move it to sins and read it this way. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins, forever sat down on the right hand of God. That's pretty good. The way we read it, and this is, I'm sure there's no mistake in King James Bible. It's the way it's supposed to be. But Charles Haddon just called to our attention how it could have been there, and it's still been true. After he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. By the way, ain't it amazing what one, just moving one, the meaning of something? I learned this years ago when I went to Bible college. Years ago, it was Florida Baptist School at the time. And Sister June Adams was our speech teacher. Dr. Adams was the president, and June Adams was our... And I never learned anything, you could tell. Okay, she sure tried hard with me. But anyway, I never forget how you would emphasize things. And she had us, as a lesson, say three words. I love you. And we'd have to emphasize each word differently. And each time you did, it meant something different. I love you. I mean, that's kind of a silly thought, but she was talking about how when you emphasize words, the words you emphasize, it draws a completely different a meaning. And that's what Charles Haddon Spurgeon said about that. And when I read that this week, I wow. After he had offered one sacrifice for sins, forever he sat down on the right hand of God. What a wonderful thought. But the way it reads is after that he had offered sacrifices for sins forever, he sat down. Isn't that pretty neat? That's why I labored the point, but in Bible study, wonderful.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.